We have some exclusive breaking news. We just received actual screenshots from inside Tyler Robinson's Discord chat. These screenshots instantly blow up one of MAGA's core narratives, and I want to walk you through that throughout this video. Now, these were provided by journalist Ken Klippenstein, who I believe reached out to the friends, the close friends of 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, who killed Charlie Kirk, and the close friends provided screenshots of the chat logs. Just to zoom out, we learned not long ago that the state of Utah is officially pursuing the death penalty for Tyler Robinson. They just released the charges, which include aggravated murder, which include felony discharge of a firearm, which include obstruction of justice, a second obstruction of justice, also tampering with a witness, violent offense. They are officially going for the death penalty. And according to the screenshots, Tyler Robinson seems to have admitted to it in his Discord chats. These exclusive leaks from his Discord. His friend says, Charlie Kirk got shot. His friend says, dead. His friend says, I just saw the video. Holy shit. Rip. Bro didn't deserve to go out like that. Sad. Zealous Monkey, which is just the default username of an account that was deleted. It says, hey guys, I have bad news for you all. It was me at UVU yesterday. I'm sorry for all of this. I'm surrendering through a sheriff friend in a few moments. Thank you all for the good times and laughs. You've all been so amazing. Thank you all for everything. Now, this has been corroborated by his friends, sent in by his friends. A lot of people in my last video kept commenting, no 22-year-old types like that. Nobody types like that. But I disagree. I think these chats are real. These are authenticated, and I do think these are coming from Tyler Robinson. These same chats are cited in the court documents, and we will read those in just one moment. But back to these logs. Journalist Ken Klippenstein, who I will link in the description below, makes a pretty good point. He says, Trump and company portray the alleged Utah shooter as left-wing. Liberals portray him as right-wing. Everybody immediately tried to push their narrative, but the federal conclusion will inevitably be that he was a so-called nihilist violent extremist, meaning he was somebody who just wanted to be extremist, accelerate the destruction of the country due to his nihilistic beliefs. Quote, it's been so terrible. Seeing it from the inside is so frustrating. A friend of Robinson since middle school told the journalist, the childhood friend who asked not to be named, provided with a non-public photo of Robinson on camping trips. Quote, I think the main thing that's causing so much confusion is that he was always generally apolitical for the most part. The big thing is he never really talked politics. So all of those photos of him from 7 to 8 years ago, implying that that is why he was radicalized. Those 7 to 8 year old photos are from when he was 15 years old or 16 years old. He was apolitical at that time. It seems like over the past few years, he seems to have gotten more extreme. The picture emerging bears little resemblance to the media virgin. Robinson, although quiet, was a well-liked person with a supportive family. You see that he did like Helldivers 2, a video game. His friends were then asked to search the keywords of Biden and Trump in their Discord. When they searched it, one from 2019 popped up that said, an impeachment inquiry has been placed against Donald Trump. He could get booted out if they find he committed the shit he's accused of. In 2020, someone asked, who's winning the election? You would know. Zealous Monkey says, Biden is in the lead, electoral votes-wise, but there are still some swing states that haven't finished voting, as well as most of the East Coast. West Coast. Raw votes, Donald is in the lead by a little over 1 million. Someone said, who's probably going to win? I'm not sure. When will we know? Not until pretty late. The childhood friend is a member of multiple Discord chats with Robinson. He described the group as trying to grapple with Robinson's motive, just like everyone else. Quote, even the goodbye message he sent in one of our Discord servers was so hard to believe. We all just thought, what a weird joke to make. Then the news came out and we were all calling each other saying, check the news. Quote, yeah, I don't know what makes a person like him decide he's going to drive 260 miles upstate to shoot someone like Charlie Kirk, then come back like nothing happened. It leaves a lot of room for speculation. He's a super smart guy and hard to read, his friends say. And here's a message. Hey, everyone, if you have not seen the news yet, Tyler's post above is true. He was taken into custody earlier today for the shooting of Charlie Kirk. This is one of Tyler's friends. Regardless of the horrible actions that took place, we must take this moment to remember that God is a living and loving God who loves all his children. God calls sinners to be his saints, and I ask that you all take a quiet moment to pray for Tyler and his repentance. While Charlie Kirk's politics were not acceptable to some, I ask that we say a prayer for him and his family during these confusing times. Now, it's really interesting because at the bottom, Ken Klippenstein says the federal government, the Washington crowd, and corporate media see the country in wholly partisan terms. A lot of people wanted to say he was far right. A lot of people wanted to say, oh, he's far left. It's red versus blue. It's old versus new. It's got to be a conservative or a liberal, or it's a gay person, or it's a straight person, on and on. But Charlie Kirk's assassination in Utah should remind us of the actual diversity in our nation. No one in Robinson's friend group or in the private messages cheered or justified the murder. They're struggling to understand what their friend did, just like the rest of the nation. Washington has become obsessed with the Discord chat, convinced it's some kind of headquarters for the murder and cauldron of radicalization, while in reality, it's a bunch of young people shocked, horrified, and searching for answers, just like the rest of the country. This brings me on to the other text messages that were released in the court document. I just want to preface, these were given by the roommates. Tyler Robinson's roommate fully cooperated, said they fully cooperated, and turned over these text messages. A lot of people say that they're skeptical because, quote, no 22-year-old would ever text like this. I'm 22 years old, and I'm going to tell you right now, these text messages seem authentic. They seem legit. They have been verified by Tyler Robinson's roommates. They've been verified by Tyler Robinson's friends. These text messages are real, and this is them put in a court document. A lot of people think that Kash Patel ChatGPT'd this, or that this is all fake. This happened. On September 10th, the roommate received a text message from Robinson which said, "Drop what you're doing, look under my keyboard." The roommate looked under the keyboard and found a note that stated, "I had the opportunity to take out Charlie Kirk and I'm going to take it." Police found a photograph of this note. I'm telling you, the roommate turned this in. The roommate turned this in. People were on my back in the last video saying, "Adam, why are you sharing this fake information? This is the real court document." Robinson says, quote, "I'm still okay, my love, but I'm stuck in Orem for a little while longer yet. Shouldn't be long until I come home, but I gotta grab my rifle still. To be honest, I had hoped to keep this secret until I died of old age. I'm sorry to involve you." The roommate says, "You weren't the one who did it, right?" Robinson, "I am. I'm sorry." Roommate, "I thought they caught the person." Robinson, "No, they grabbed some crazy old dude that interrogated someone in similar clothing. I had planned to grab my rifle for my drop point shortly after. It's quiet, almost enough to get out, but there's one vehicle lingering." Roommate, "Why?" Robinson, "Why did I do it?" The roommate said, "Yeah." Robinson said, "I had enough of his hatred. Some hate can't be negotiated out. If I'm able to grab my rifle unseen, I will have left no evidence. Going to attempt to retrieve it again. Hopefully they have moved on. I haven't seen anything about them finding it. Honestly, I find it to be quite tragic." This is all quite disturbing. This is a dude who was my age, who got introduced to technology around the same time as me, yet his life has taken this insane turn. I'm going to leave it there. We'll let the investigation continue. Let me know what you all think in the comment section below. I love you. Peace out.